It is raining here in Japan, and it's very fucking loud outside. So I apologize, my mic is picking up the sound. It's either make the clip or don't have any productivity. So I figured I would do this, okay? Quite fucking unusual, this question, as far as leading you from this presentation into the urinary findings. This is on the NBME exams for step one. So this is a tangible value point for you. This 3-year-old boy has a fracture of the right humerus, and his sclerae are normal. When we have fractures in a kid, obviously it can be accidental, but we have to think about things such as child abuse, osteogenesis imperfecta, even osteopetrosis. The sclerae are normal. Implication being, this is not osteogenesis imperfecta. There's no information in the vignette as far as eye contact or avoidance or cigarette burns, etc. That could be reflective of child abuse. It's just not one of those types of questions. So even though this vignette is rather vague to start, you as the student, when you're doing these questions, it's as I just said, when you have a pediatric case with fractures, your instantaneous differentials should already be OI, child abuse, osteopetrosis. So, this X-ray, if you're thinking osteopetrosis, this is showing us increased bone density. If you don't know what osteopetrosis is, relax. I'll explain it in a second, okay? But this is showing us increased bone density with a fracture here, okay? Now, even if you don't know what the diagnosis is yet, we keep reading. The deficient enzyme responsible for this patient's condition. You're like, deficient enzyme? What the fuck? Like, how does that relate to a fracture? This is osteopetrosis. So, osteopetrosis, also known as Ehlers-Schoenberg syndrome, is caused by a deficiency of carbonic anhydrase 2, which is within osteoclasts of the bone. As you know, osteoclasts break down bone. They do this. So, carbonic anhydrase is an enzyme that catalyzes the conversion of CO2 and water into carbonic acid, H2CO3, okay? And there's many different isoforms. There is one inside of osteoclasts that carbonic anhydrase 2 will help catalyze the production of carbonic acid that will equilibrate into a bicarb and a proton. The osteoclast will then concentrate those protons at the interface of the bone, causing bone resorption. Okay? So if we have a deficiency of carbonic anhydrase 2, we get decreased osteoclast activity, increased bone density. Despite the increased bone density, there's weakening of the bone because it's not just the density that matters, it's the architecture of the bone that's paramount for strength. Okay? So your initial point is when you think of fractures for step one, step two, child abuse, osteogenesis imperfecta, osteopetrosis, you know that carbonic anhydrase is the deficient enzyme. And then you say, well, what kind of diuretic inhibits carbonic anhydrase? That's easy, acetazolamide. Okay. Then you say, how is acetazolamide going to affect these urinary findings? Not serum findings, urinary findings. Okay. So this is important because students will overread or overlook that detail that we write urinary. And the NBME does this as well. I see a lot of students get this wrong because they're like, oh, fuck, I thought they meant serum. Not hard. You just have to be careful, okay? So carbonic anhydrase is also within the proximal convoluted tubular cells in the kidney. As I said, will catalyze H2O and CO2 into carbonic acid, H2CO3, equilibrates into a proton and bicarb. The kidney will then reabsorb that bicarb across the basolateral membrane, and it will secrete the proton into the urine. The urine becomes more concentrated or more acidic. If we give our carbonic anhydrase inhibitor acetazolamide, we're preventing the formation of carbonic acid within the PCT cell, and in turn, we're preventing the reabsorption of bicarbonate. So there's going to be more bicarbonate in the urine. Okay? So it's a diuretic. Now, classically used for altitude sickness, because if we prevent the reabsorption of bicarbonate, wouldn't we be making the serum more acidic? We'd be inducing a metabolic acidosis. So when you go to high altitude and you have increased respiratory rate because you're at lower oxygen tension at high altitude, you're going to be blowing off your CO2. You get a respiratory alkalosis. You give acetazolamide. You can counteract that respiratory alkalosis with a metabolic acidosis, okay? Because if you don't give acetazolamide, your kidneys will take at least a day to adjust your bicarb, whereas acetazolamide can do it pretty much instantly. So the point of this question is if we give acetazolamide, we are going to be increasing bicarbonate in the urine. So we have an up arrow for urinary bicarbonate. Obviously, that means increased pH of the urine as well. And because we have a diuretic, we are increasing urinary output. I was going to say diuresis, which is just the medical word for urinary output. But because we're inducing diuresis here, we're going to have a decreased urinary osmolality. Okay, that's what diuretics are doing. We're decreasing solute concentration. So even though we've got reabsorption of ions more distally in the kidney, because we have more water to start with from the PCT, secondary to acetazolamide, ultimately that net result is still going to be decreased urinary osmolality. Okay, so we have up arrow bicarbonate, up arrow pH, decreased urinary osmolality, and we'd have increased urinary volume. Okay, as I said, this isn't super complicated, but this is on the NBMEs for step one. So your short recapitulation here is that when you get a pediatric case, when you're dealing with a fracture, just remember child abuse, osteogenesis imperfecta, Albers-Schoenberg syndrome, okay? Three important high-yield differentials. And acetazolamide is going to be a carbonic anhydrase inhibitor that will ultimately result in increased urinary pH with bicarbonate and a decreased osmolality. All right, as I've said, not ultra complicated, but we have to share high yield points with you because it's not about what we think is entertaining. It's about what's actually going to give you some tangible value to bump you up a point or two on the NBME and USMLE. So that's it for this clip. If you liked this, subscribe to my channel and I appreciate your time. That's it.